起来默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始下午的聚会。
Name Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our afternoon service.
唱诗476。
Please sing hymn 476.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在一起来祷告，求主带领我们下午的聚会。
Now we will pray together and ask God's guidance for this afternoon service.
一起来祈祷。
Let's pray together.
今天下午再继续跟大家来查考传道书。
This afternoon, I'd like to continue to study with everyone the book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书第一章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
从12节一直到18节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verses 12 through 16.
我传道者在耶路撒冷做过以色列的王，十三节。
13.
我专心用智慧寻求查究天下一切所做的事，乃知道神叫世人所经验的是极重的劳苦。这里所罗门对人生下一个结论。
Here King Solomon makes a conclusion.
就是我们出生到离世为止所经历的一切，结论是极重的劳苦。
Our entire life is a very heavy burden.
他特别说，我专心用智慧来查究天下的一切事。
He here says that he devotes himself to study and explore all the wisdom that there is to be.
所以他是站在一个很有智慧的人来分析判断的一个结论。
So that was a conclusion that he drew from being a very wise person.
那十四节
Verse 14.
我见日光之下所做的事都是虚空，都是捕风。
14. I have seen all the things that are done under the sun. All of them are meaningless and chasing after the wind.
为什么是虚空的？
Why are they meaningless?
因为人会死。
Because we all will die one day.
所以我们所拥有的都过去了。
Everything that we used to own will pass away.
那十五节。
15.
弯曲不能变直，缺少的不能足数。
What is twisted cannot be straightened, and what is lacking cannot be counted.
那十六节。
16.
我心议论说，我得了大智慧，胜过以前的在耶路撒冷的众人，而且我心中多经历智慧和知识的事情。
I thought to myself, look, I have grown and increased in wisdom more than anyone who has ruled over Jerusalem before me. I have experienced much of wisdom and knowledge. 17.
我要查明智慧狂妄知识愚昧乃是这也是捕风。
Then I apply myself to the understanding of wisdom and also the madness and folly, but I learned that this too is a chasing after the wind. 18.
多有知识就多有愁烦，增加知识就增加忧伤。
For with much wisdom comes much sorrow, and more knowledge, the more grief.
圣经里面告诉我们智慧有两种。
In the Bible, it tells us there's two types of wisdom.
第一种就是人的智慧。
The first type is the humanistic wisdom.
那第二种就是神的智慧。
The second type of wisdom is God's wisdom.
那神的智慧就是我们圣经里面所讲的。
And so God's wisdom contains in the words in the Bible.
那人的智慧就是我们在学校里面所追求的。
And human's wisdom are pursued in school and in colleges.
那所罗门本身呢？他做王的时候，神向他显现说，你可以求一件事情。
Before Solomon became king, God allowed Solomon to ask for one wish.
所罗门只求神给他有智慧。
Solomon asked God to grant him wisdom.
他说这样我才能够做一个好的王，把国家治理得很好。
And his purpose was that so he could be a good king and rule the earth well.
那神非常的高兴。
So that delighted God.
神不但给他智慧，神也给他长寿，也给他财富。
Not only did God grant him wisdom, but God also grant him longevity and also wealth.
因为在神看起来，他所求的非常好。
Because to God, what he asked for was good.
那所罗门的智慧有多大呢？
So just how wise was Solomon?
我们来看列王记上第四章。
Let's turn to First King.
列王记上第四章。
First King chapter 4.
29节。
Verse 29.
神赐给所罗门极大的智慧、聪明和广大的心，如同海沙，不可测量。然后30节。
30.
所罗门的智慧超过东方人及埃及人一切的智慧。这里东方人呢，在当时有两个文明古国，一个是中国，一个是埃及。
The East, as referred here, is Asia, China, and also Egypt.
所以所罗门当时的智慧超过中国的智慧，超过埃及人的智慧。
So in verse 30, it says that Solomon's wisdom was greater than the wisdom of all the men of the East, which was in China and Egypt.
那31节。
31.
他的智慧胜过万人，胜过以色列人，胜过一切。
He was wiser than any other men, including Ethan, the Israelite, and wiser than any other men.
那32节。
32.
他作箴言3000句，作诗1005首。
He spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs numbered 1,005.
所以所罗门如果活着，他现在可以当文学家。
So if Solomon is alive, he would be a great literary.
因为他可以作诗，出口就作诗。
Because he would be making very nice and famous songs and proverbs.
然后到33节
，verse 33，
他讲论草木。
And he describes plant life and also the animals.
从香柏树一直到牛膝草，又讲飞禽走兽。
His knowledge extends to cedars, and all the animals and birds and reptiles and fishes.
所以所罗门如果活着，他现在是植物学家，他也是动物学家。
And so if he was alive today, he would be a great arborist and also a biologist.
他也是一个最伟大的政治家。
Also, he is a great politician.
那因为他很有政治啊，是很有智慧。
Because he was wise.
啊，所以从20节开始描写所罗门的国位国家非常强盛。
From verse 20, it describes that his kingdom was very strong.
哦，我们为什么要读书
？Why do we all study? 啊，
读书就是要吸收知识。
We study because we want to gain wisdom.
啊，就是希望能够有。更有智慧
，so that we can become a wise person.
啊，特别是啊，东方的文化教导人要读书
，especially the Eastern teachings encourages people to gain knowledge.
这个读书追求智慧，至少有三个目的。
There's at least three purpose to people wanting to study.
啊，第一个，我们书读多了，头脑聪明了，你就懂得很多的常识 ，common sense。
First, once you study more, you gain wisdom, then you will be will have a lot of common sense.
所以以前高中毕业，现在大学毕业还觉得不够，要有很多人要读研究所。
So before the standard was high school graduates, then it was college graduates, but now that's not enough. Most people have to get the postgraduate.
因为有很多的知识一直在增加，你要读书，你才有那个聪明智慧去了解这个世代。
Because people want to strive after wisdom and to know things and to be able to supersede others.
那有了这个我们这个普通的这种常识之后，我们才能够做一个非常讲理的人，因为你知道周围的事情。
Once we gain common sense, then we will become a very logical person.
那这个叫做现代的文明。
And we will be a learned person of today's culture and society.
不是动拳头用打的，是用讲理的。那这个要从知识来。
We'll be more civil, and instead of fighting, we will the logic and debate with others.
那第二个，我们要求知识跟智慧，因为让我们有一个工具在社会上谋生。
The second purpose of studying is so that we have the tool to be successful in this working environment.
所以书读得越好的人，一般能够找到更好的工作，收入更高。
Normally, the more studies you have, the better studies you've received, you will receive better careers and have more salary.
那第三个知识就是权力。
Third, the purpose of gaining wisdom is to gain power.
你如果知道别人不知道的，你就掌管权力。
If you know something that others don't, then you you have a power over that person.
你知道这个科技怎么发展，你能够掌握得住，别人掌握不住，他就要听你了。
If you are aware of a certain technology and the others doesn't, then you have an advantage over that those people.
那你有这个权利，可以化作钱，也可以化作名，也可以化作地位。
And you can transform this power, this knowledge, into authority, wealth, and also fame.
所以现在人非常注重追求知识，非常注重地上的智慧。
That is the reasons why today people are very place great focus on learning to be and gain wisdom and studying.
当时所罗门很有智慧。
Just like King Solomon at the time, he was very wise.
但是所罗门活了一辈子，他却有一个结论。
But after Solomon gone through his entire life, he had one conclusion.
即使你读尽所有的书，在世界上非常的聪明，但是如果没有神，这个都是空的。
Which is that you can learn all you want, study all you want, and gain everything in this world, but without God, everything is meaningless.
那这个不是要叫我们生活很消极，不要读书。
This is not to say that we have to go to the extreme and not study at all.
啊，这个是要让我们追求知识有一个新的目标。
But rather that we should have a new goal or new purpose in our pursuit of wisdom.
那我们才能够超越地上知识的虚空。
So that we can supersede the futility of the worldly wisdom.
那我们怎么能超越地上知识的虚空呢？
How can we transcend the futility of wisdom?
其中有一个就是要用我们所学到的地上的知识跟智慧来服侍神。
The first way is that we utilize the wisdom that we've received from this world to serve God.
我们知道新约旧约圣经里面摩西写五卷。
We know that in the Old Testament Moses had five books.
从创世纪一直写到生命记。
From Genesis to Deuteronomy.
那在新约圣经里面，保罗写十三卷。如果希伯来书是他写的，他就写十四卷。
And in New Testament, Paul had 13 books. If you count Hebrews, he then had has 14 books.
那摩西跟保罗都有一个共同的特色，
but if
就是受很好的教育。
You compare Moses and Paul, they have one commonality, which is they are a great wise people.
很好的教育。
Oh, they had good education.
所以他们有很好的工具，那神感动他，就能够把神的话写出非常好的一卷书来。
So, in other words, they had the tool for God to utilize them to achieve great things.
所以不是说我想要做圣工，我就不需要读书。
So that means it shouldn't be that just because we want to serve God that we don't need to study at all.
你要做圣工，你也要读书，要读得好。
If you want to serve God, then you need to study and you need to be good at your learnings.
因为你这样可以了解社会人在想什么。
Because only by doing so, you will be able to understand the society.
第二个，你可以服侍神。
Second, we could serve God.
比方说，有时候我在听这个翻译的，翻得非常的好。
Sometimes when I'm listening to an interpretation of a sermon, an interpreter was very good.
这因为受教育，也懂得中文、英文也非常好，就翻得非常好。
So the interpreter must have had great studies to learn Chinese, English, and to be able to translate.
那如果没有受教育，可能就很难达到这一点。
And if you have not gone through education properly, then it would be probably difficult to do it well.
那我们现在在看这个英文的《玛拿》这个杂志。
And if you look at the periodical from our church, Manna,
有的文章写得非常好。
There's a lot of great articles in that periodical.
使一些中文看不懂的人有一个这个印刷品来吸收一些属灵的知识。
For those who cannot understand Chinese to learn to be to digest the words of God, that's a great thing to have.
所以要超越这个地上的知识，到最后带给我们的虚空，就是要用这个当工具。跟神连上关系。
So in order for us to transcend the futility of the humanistic wisdom, we must use our wisdom to serve after God.
第二个。
Second.
我们要来看地上的知识它的有限性。
We must understand the limitations to the worldly wisdom.
第一个。
First.
地上的智慧跟知识不能够改变现实。
The humanistic wisdoms cannot change reality.
因为很有头脑，很有知识。
even if you are very wise and very educated.
这个并不等于我们有能力能够改变我们所面对的现实。
It does not necessarily mean that you can change the future or the reality of things.
所以这样看起来，知识是有它的限制的。
So, which means that all of this, the humanness of wisdom have its limitations.
那这个限制是什么？
What are these limitations?
我们看十五节。
Let's look at verse 15.
这里说，弯曲的不能变直，缺少的不能足数。
Here it says, what is twisted cannot be straightened, and what is lacking cannot be counted.
也就是说，地上很聪明，诸读的很多的人，弯曲的就是弯曲，他也没有办法让它变直。
Even if you had great learnings and are is very wise, what is twisted, you cannot straighten it.
然后缺少的你也没有办法把它补足。
And you cannot count or replenish those who are lacking.
那这个有什么例子呢？
What sort of examples can we draw from this?
第一个例子。
The first example
就是人的个性。
People's character.
难道说一个人受教育好书读得多个性就好吗？
Is it always true that one person is wise or have gone through great education that his character will be good?
他的品德就好吗？
Would he have be a higher class person?
这不一定的。
Not necessarily.
你看华尔街这些里面的人都是头脑顶聪明的人。
If you take a look at Wall Street, those people that work on in that area are very wise, top of cream of the crop.
我最近在看一些报道，在分析华尔街现在出现的问题在哪里。
Recently, I was reading an article that analyzes the faults of the Wall Street system.
那很多的文章分析到最后说，那个就是贪婪。
And a lot of the articles I read at the end concludes the system.Failed because of people's greed.
那这个贪婪就是人的个性，品德弯曲。
And that's a characteristic of men, where people lack in their character, therefore took their greed into their own hands.
教育很高，头脑很好，但是他整个那个他的品德道德弯曲。
They did not have the moral characters. Even though they've gone through great educations.
那这个谁能够让他变质？
So who can make those crooked people straighten again?
这个个性就很难改变了。
So characters are hard to change.
那第二个。
Second.
我们人的价值观弯曲。
A lot of our human values are crooked or twisted.
人的观念弯曲。
People's perception or perspectives are Our concepts are twisted.
所以你没有办法变质。
So you cannot. It's very difficult for you to help them straighten their twisted minds.
比方说，我们现在整个这个社会的那个观念啊、道德啊，一直在变。
For instance, the concept of this world of our culture, the perspectives have morality has been changing.
现在同性恋已经合法。
Now in California, It is legal for gay couples to marry.
那同性恋可以结婚。
It's okay for them to be a couple and to wed.
虽然说表面是合法，但是每一个父母，如果你的孩子是同性恋者，每一个人心中都不高兴的。
Even though the letter of law allows it, but if you, as a parent, see your children become a gay, then you would not feel very comfortable.
那你怎么去改变？
How do you change that person?
你受很高的教育，你就能够改变你的孩子吗？
So is it the case that based on your education, based on your wisdom, that you can change a person that way?
没有办法改变。
That's not possible.
所以这是智慧的有限性。弯曲的，你没有办法变质。
These are examples of the limitations of humanistic wisdom. You cannot straighten what is twisted.
那缺少的不能足数。
What is lacking cannot be counted.
现在人缺乏什么？
What do we lack nowadays?
你如果看现在人的 schedule 排得满满的。
If you look at a person's calendar, it's filled with things.
生活非常忙碌。
We are very busy in our lives.
但是，人的内心缺乏一股经得起考验的力量。
However, deep within, we lack a heart of persistence.
不，经得起考验的那个力量。内心没有力量。
We don't have the inner strength in us.
所以稍微环境一改变，
So just a little change in our environment, it will cause us to not be able to sleep at night. Just a little bit of a conflict in your life, then we will feel very depressed. If we are stressed, then we will be very wary.
所以这个是人的缺乏, 内心缺乏平安, 你没有说你头脑很好,
So these are our lackings, and we lack the inner peace, and it's not something that we can replenish just because we've gone to a good school or we're very wise.
所以我们除了地上的读书之外, 我们一定要想办法能够超越。
So not only should we focus on the worldly studies, but we have to be able to learn how to transcend the humanistic wisdom.
那这个超越就是要进到神的智慧里面来。
And we have to be able to go into the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
那神的智慧就是主耶稣。
And God's wisdom is Lord Jesus Christ.
所以哥林多前书说, 耶稣就是我们的智慧。
That's why in 1 Corinthians it says that Jesus Christ is our wisdom.
我们来看, 哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians.
第三章,
chapter 3.
第一章开始,
Excuse me, chapter 1.
30节,
verse 30.
说你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神, 神又使他成为我们的智慧, 公义, 圣洁, 救赎。
30. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom for God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption.
说耶稣是我们的智慧,
Jesus Christ is our wisdom.
主耶稣是我们的公义,
Jesus Christ is our righteousness.
主耶稣是我们的救赎,
Christ Jesus is our redemption.
你接受耶稣做救主, 罪得赦免, 我们就有义。
When you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, then we will be called righteous.
这个叫做耶稣是我们的,
that that is what it means when Jesus Christ is our righteousness.
那主耶稣帮助我们, 我们能够抵挡罪恶不犯罪，所以他就是我们的圣洁。
Jesus Christ can help us so that we can combat sinful natures, and therefore He's our redemption.
那什么叫做耶稣是我们的智慧呢？
So what does it mean that Christ Jesus is our wisdom?
智慧是从神来的。
We gain our wisdom from God.
神本身就是智慧。
Therefore God is wisdom.
那神成为人来地上就是耶稣。
God manifests himself as Jesus Christ in this world.
所以主耶稣所说的话,
So the words spoken by Jesus Christ,
就是智慧,
our wisdom.
因为那就是真理。
Because those are truth of God.
主耶稣所过的生活,
The life that Jesus Christ lived,
就是把真理活出来。
Have lived out the truth of wisdom.
那个就是智慧的, 表现, 具体的表现。
And that's a concrete manifestation of God's wisdom.
所以我们照主耶稣的话来生活, 来想事情, 来看事情, 照主耶稣的生活方式来生活, 就是最有智慧的人。
Which means is that if we perceive things and through the wisdom of God, if we live our life through the guidance of God, then we are being wise.
所以如果我们进到耶稣的话里面, 进到耶稣的生活里面, 弯曲的就可以变直，缺乏的就可以足数。
If we can go into the wisdom of God, if we can live the life of God, then we can straighten what is twisted and we can replenish what is lacking.
首先我们来看, 几个例子。
Let's look at a couple of examples.
我们看路加福音19章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 19.
先从12章开始, 路加12章。
Luke chapter 12.
路加福音12章,
Gospel of Luke, chapter 12.
15节,
verse 15.
12章15节,
chapter 12, verse 15.
于是对众人说, 你们要谨慎自守, 免得一切的贪心, 因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
15, then he said to them, Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions.
这个贪心从古代到现在都有了。
greed is something that exists ever since a time.
贪心就是我想要更多。
It means that we want to have more.
但是主耶稣说，人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
Lord Jesus Christ tells us here that a man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions.
如果我们看英文就更清楚了，人生命的价值不是在乎他的家道是不是丰富。
So for the value of a man's life does not equate to how much he has.
人生命的目标也不是在追求这个。
Our goal in life is not to pursue after possessions.
那到底我们生命要做什么？
So then what are we supposed to do in our lives?
主耶稣讲过，你如果赚得全世界，赔上你的生命，有什么益处呢？
Lord Jesus Christ says, even though if you can gain the whole world, but loses your life, then what does that mean?
人还能够拿什么来换生命呢？
What can we use to swap for our life?
所以这个是上头的智慧，叫我们要看清楚生命的价值在哪里。
So this is God's wisdom and encouraging us and warning us to make sure that we get our value of life correct.
我们再看20节。
Verse
20. 神对他说，无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？
Verse 20, but God said to him, you fool, this very night your life will...
20节。
You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you, then who will you get what you have prepared for yourself?
21节。
Verse 21,
凡为自己积财在神面前不富足的也是这样。
This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself, but is not rich toward God.
这里告诉我们真正的富足是在神面前的富足。
Here it tells us that true wealth is to be wealthy in front of God.
这是主耶稣要改变我们一个价值观一个最重要的一个指示。
And this is a very important guidance of God in wanting to change our value system.
然后主耶稣到了一个人家里改变了他。
And Jesus went to a person's house and changed that person.
先看路加福音19章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 19.
路加福音19章。
Gospel of Luke chapter 19.
从第一节一直到第十节。
Verses 1 through
10. 我们看第十节。
Verse 10.
人子来要拯救寻找失丧的人。
For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost.
英文叫 lost. Lost 是什么？迷失。耶稣来，要改变，把这个人迷失了，要把他重新找回来，迷失了，要找回来，走在正确的方向上。
So the Son of Man came to seek those who are lost so that they can be brought back on the path.
那撒该迷失在哪里？
So, Zacchaeus, how was he lost?
那第二节说他是税吏长，是财主。
Verse 2, it says that Zacchaeus was a man, was a chief tax collector and was wealthy.
但是他没有朋友。
But he had no friends.
因为他利用他的职权啊，多收很多税，骗人很多税。
He unjustly uses authorities to collect a lot of taxes and money for himself.
他以为人生就是为着钱嘛。
So to him, he thought that the money was his value at the time.
这谁能改变？
So who can change that?
耶稣到他家。
Jesus went to his house.
住了几天。
Lived there for a couple of days.
耶稣离开的时候。
After when Jesus was about to depart.
撒该说，我要把一半给穷人。
Zacchaeus said that I must give half of my belongings to the poor.
那我骗人，还他四倍。
And those who I have cheated, I will pay back four times.
他的弯曲的观念现在变直了。
So after that, his twisted minds are a concept have straightened.
钱只是一个工具。
Money is just a tool.
钱不等于人的价值。
Money does not equate to our value.
把钱用在应该用神认为对的地方，这个才是人的价值。
When we can utilize our money towards the places where God permits, then we've found true value in our lives.
这里就是把一半分给穷人。
So here, Zacchaeus is wanting to give half of his possessions to the poor.
那这个人就有价值。
Therefore, that's money well used.
所以主耶稣就改变了撒该这个弯曲的观念，弯曲的生活形态，变直。
Therefore, this is the prime example where Jesus have straightened the twisted mind and concept of Zacchaeus.
在主耶稣讲的一个比喻里面。
In a parable spoken by Jesus.
他在讲浪子的比喻。
He spoke of the parable of the prodigal son.
路加福音十五章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 15.
路加福音十五章。
Luke chapter 15.
32节。
Verse 32.
只是你这个弟兄是死而复活，失而又得，所以应当欢喜快乐。
But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.
这里说他是失而又得。
Here it says the brother was lost and then is found.
这个孩子啊，他本来的生活方式是弯曲的，已经走迷了路了。
The prodigal son before he was already twisted and he has gone astray.
那现在他走回来了。
But now he has found his correct path again.
那这个浪子怎么走迷路？
How did this prodigal son got lost in the first place?
就是要自由。
He wanted his own freedom.
那自由是什么？
What sort of freedom did he want?
就是离开父亲到很远的地方，你想做什么就做什么。
He wanted to go away from his parents and be able to do whatever he likes.
结果自由的结果，他没东西吃，可他有点饿死。
And the end conclusion of his journey was that he became poor and did not have food to eat.
所以我们现在人的自由是什么？
What is the freedom of man today?
把神摆在一旁，你要怎么做就怎么做。
That is to set God aside and do whatever we desire.
那这种自由到最后的结果是什么？
So what is the conclusion of this type of behavior?
人的心灵空虚。
Humans' hearts will be empty.
生活常常觉得很无聊、空洞、没有价值。
Will be bored, annoyed, and lack of value.
那真正的自由是什么？
What is true freedom?
真正的自由是回到父的家里。
The true freedom is to come back to your father's house.
来享受父的丰富。
To enjoy the father's wealth.
在神的里面来享受神丰富的恩典。
To enjoy the wealth, the blessing and grace of God.
使我们生命变成丰盛，你可以去行善，你可以做你想要做的，你不会去做你不想做的。
We can live a fulfilled life and do good deeds and not do the things that we do not want to do.
所以主耶稣的智慧会让我们弯曲的变直。
So again, the wisdom of God will straighten those who are twisted.
会让缺乏的变成足数。
Will replenish those who are lacking.
我们缺乏什么？
What do we lack?
难道书读多、知识多、学位高，你就有很喜乐吗？
Is it necessarily the case that if your education is very high and good, that you will be happy?
不一定。
Not necessarily the case.
难道头脑聪明、书读多，我们就会比较平安吗？
Alright, will you feel particularly peaceful, more peaceful than others if you have more wisdom and education?
平安跟喜乐不是在地上的知识里面找得到的。
Peace and joy will not be found or cannot be found in the humanistic wisdom.
好，我们现在看主耶稣怎么说。
Let's look at what Jesus says about this.
约翰福音十四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
十四章二十七节。
Chapter 14, verse 27.
我留下平安给你，我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的不像世人所赐的。你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid.
所以主耶稣说，我要将我的平安赐给你，是给你的。
Jesus Christ says that I will give you my peace.
那你们就不会忧愁，也不会胆怯。
So that you will not be troubled and will not be afraid.
因此，人如果懂得去寻求信仰啊，来亲近主耶稣。
If we all know how to draw closer to God and pursue after Him,
我们生命变成很丰盛，平安就在里面。
Then we will be once our lives become fulfilled, then we will have peace in our life.
为什么没有平安？
Why is it that people don't have peace?
因为耶稣没有在里面。
Because they do not have Jesus Christ within them.
你怎么要有平安？
How can we receive peace?
耶稣活在里面。
You need to let Jesus Christ live within you.
你就平安了。
Then you will receive peace.
耶稣在，你还怕什么？
If there is Jesus, then what should you be afraid of?
耶稣跟你同在，你还烦恼什么？
If Jesus abides with you, then there's nothing to worry.
没有怕，没有烦恼，就是平安。
If you're not afraid and are not worried about anything, then that's peace.
所以地上的智慧有它的价值，但是有它的限制。
There are values in the humanistic wisdom, but also there are limitations.
那进到耶稣里面，你心才有满足。
Only that when we can go into the Lord Jesus Christ, then we shall become content.
所以不是说你学问高，婚姻就会比较幸福。
Doesn't necessarily mean that your higher education will give you happiness in your marriage.
你看有很多这个夫妻在吵架或打太太，那个学问都很高啊。
Look at some of the examples of domestic violence. A lot of those family members have high educations.
因为那个个性没有办法改变啊。
Because you cannot change people's personality.
那真的改变是进到耶稣里面。
You can only transform a person when you come into Lord, go into Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣说：“我心柔和谦卑。”
Jesus Christ says that, that his heart is gentle and full of humility.
你看他被骂不还口，被害不说威吓的话。
And when he was beaten, he did not retaliate, and he was slandered, he did not rebut.
那耶稣的生命在我们里面活出来。
We have to live out the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives.
你就不会变成，哦，不会常常吵架。
Then you will not have any conflicts or quarrels with anyone.
所以进到耶稣里面，弯曲的才能变直，缺少的才能足数。
Those who go into the Lord Jesus Christ will straighten that those who are twisted and replenish those who are in lack.
我们看，再回来看啊，传道书第一章。
Let's go back to Ecclesiastes chapter 1,
18节
verse 18.
因为多有智慧，就多有忧伤，啊，增加知识就增加啊，多有愁烦，增加知识就增加忧伤。
For with much wisdom comes sorrow, the more knowledge, the more grief.
嘿，这个跟我们想的跟真的不太一样。
This is probably contrary to normal people's perception.
很多人觉得知识智慧带给你幸福。
People may truly believe that wisdom will bring you blessings and happiness.
圣经说智慧多愁烦多知识增加忧伤增加。
However, the Bible says that wisdom causes much sorrow, knowledge causes grief.
有一次我到欧洲去，一个姐妹跟我说。
When I was at Europe one time, one sister tells me this.
她说她来美国教会访问她受不了。
She says that when she came and visited the US churches, she was very annoyed.
我说为什么？
And I ask her why.
她说每一个教会都用钢琴弹。
She said to me that every church had a piano.
你去教会历史里面找，有哪个地方圣乐是用钢琴弹的？
And if you look at the history of Christians, or which churches in the past have used piano to play hymns?
她有这个知识，所以她听得很痛苦。但是有时候我看到弟兄姊妹赞美诗一弹起来就活起来，我很快乐。
So,
因为我没有那个知识。
She had that bit of historic knowledge in her, therefore it caused her to be annoyed and to be grieved. But I simply look at when brothers and sisters, when they play piano, they are very inspired, and to me that's a good thing.
所以有时候冬天你看那个太阳出来，哇，你非常高兴。
When you see the sun rises in the winter time, you are very happy.
但是如果你有知识，你知道那个空中里面ozone破了一个洞。
But if you are knowledgeable, then you realize that the ozone layer has a big hole in it.
你晒多了会有皮肤癌。
And the more sunshine you receive, potentially cause you to have skin cancer.
那你不是愁烦增加，忧伤增加吗？
Then doesn't that bit of knowledge causes you to be grieved?
对，没有知识，有人活得很快乐，知识一多，愁烦很多。
That's why a lot of simple-minded people without knowledge sometimes are happier than those who are wise.
那我们现在有钱买到东西就花。
Nowadays, when we receive money, oftentimes we spend it all.
但是如果我们知识多一点，头脑聪明一点，
but if we are wiser or if we are more knowledgeable,
你就发现我们这样大量的消费下去啊，会造成什么结果？
Then you will think ahead and deduce that if you spend this way, then what's going to happen?
地球的温度会越来越高。
The temperature of the earth will rise.
到你的孙子、曾孙，再过一百年以后，如果世界还在，他们会活得很痛苦。
That if you had descendants later on, if that's the case, then they will be very in a tough situation.
因为我们现在享受过度。
Because of the type of lifestyle we live now.
那你没有知识，你就不要想这么多，反正有钱买就花。
But if your head is not that complicated and not that wise, and you spend whatever you receive.
你看现在很多怀孕的妇女不敢吃鱼。
Then you'll be happy. A lot of pregnant women in nowadays do not eat fish.
为什么？
Why?
因为污染的结果，鱼里面有重金属。
Because of the pollution of this world, there's a lot of chemicals in the fish.
那你如果没有知识，我们就大量花就没有问题。
But if you do not have this a bit of knowledge, you still enjoy the food that you eat, and then you'll be happy.
但是如果我们有那个知识，你就会忧伤。
because of the fact that you know that bit of wisdom or knowledge, that will give you grief and it will give you sorrow.
所以这些都告诉我们了，世界上的知识本身没有办法让你真的得到平安跟喜乐。
All of this tells us that the humanistic wisdom will not give us joy and peace.
真正的平安喜乐是要进到主耶稣里面才有的。
To have a true peace and joy, we must go into the wisdom of Lord Jesus Christ.
在他里面才是有真正的满足。
Only within the Lord Jesus Christ, we will receive a true contentment.
离开了主耶稣，我们就没有真正的满足。
If we depart from Lord Jesus Christ, then we will live a meaningless life.
好，我们来看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
好，罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.Verse 12.
不但如此，我们既然借着我们主耶稣基督得与神和好，也要借着他以神为乐。
Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all men because all sinned.
罗马书五章的十一节。
Oh, excuse me, verse 11. Not only is this so, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation.
好，这里说我们要与神和好。
Here it says that we will reconcile with God.
这在基督里面才能达得到。
And only we can only do so through our Lord Jesus Christ.
那第二步要以神为乐。
We must be joyful.And God.
要在基督里面。
We must also do so through our Lord Jesus Christ.
什么叫做在基督里面？
What does it mean that we have to be within the Lord Jesus Christ?
就是在神的道里面满足。
That means that we have to be content in the words of God.
神的话就是灵，就是生命。
The words of God is the spirit, is life.
进到我们里面，我们受感动，会很满足。
When it comes into our hearts, then we will be inspired, and therefore we will be very content.
神的灵像活水进到我们里面，内心很满足。
The spirit of God will come into us and be a fountain of his life, then we will be very happy and content.
那我们内心满足了，我们对这个物质上的消费，自然你就不会大量浪费。
And once we are content from within, then we will naturally be more thrift in our spending and in our daily life.
那我们的下一代，下一代，他还可以活在很好的大自然里面。
And perhaps that will cause the environment to sustain longer for our descendants to enjoy.
所以最根本还是要主耶稣在我们里面活出来。
So we must have to be able to live these wisdom out from the Lord, from within the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们才能够真的改变我们人生到正确的方向，真的得到满足。
Only by doing so, then we will be able to, change, the goal and the intent of our life.
所以读书是需要的。
It is necessary to study and be educated.
但是要超越这个虚空，要追求主耶稣做我们的智慧。
However, we must transcend the futility of the wisdom and abide in God and ask God to lead our lives.
最后我们来读一段圣经。
Lastly, let's conclude with one verse.
箴言第三章。
Let's look at Proverbs, third Proverbs.
箴言第三章。
Proverbs 3.
十三节。
Verse 13.
十三节。得智慧得聪明，这个人便有福。十四节。
14.
因为得智慧胜过银子，持一利益强如精金。这里说智慧胜过精金跟银子。
Here it says that wisdom surpasses silver and gold.
那十五节。
15.
比珍珠宝贝，你一切所喜爱都不足以比较。世界上没有一个可以比较智慧的价值。
And there's nothing in this world can compare to the preciousness of wisdom.
16节。
16.
她右手有长寿。
There's long life in her right hand.
左手有富贵。
There's riches and honor in her left hand.
最长寿的人是谁？
Usually who lives the longest?
不会死的人。
Those who shall not die.
就是在主耶稣里面。
And that's gained from within Jesus Christ.
最富贵的人是谁？
Who are the most wealthy people?
主耶稣里面的人。
Those who dwell in the Lord Jesus Christ.
他很尊贵，他是神的儿子。
Because he is the honorable son of God.
他很丰富，充充满满，有恩典，有真理。
He's filled with truth, blessing, and grace.
所以这个智慧就是主耶稣。
So this wisdom that's referred here is Lord Jesus Christ. 17.
他的道是安乐的，他的路全是平安的。
Her ways are pleasant ways, and our path are peace.
人呢，走在主耶稣的道路上，到最后就是平安喜乐。
If we can walk on the path of Lord Jesus Christ, our conclusion will be pleasant and peaceful.
所以主耶稣就是我们的智慧。
So the Lord Jesus Christ is our wisdom.
他带给我们的结果。
He will bring us good conclusions.
长寿。
Longevity,
富贵,
wealth,
平安,
peace,
喜乐,
and also joy.
这个是地上的智慧没有的,
and this is something that the worldly wisdom cannot give us.
所以我们要超越进到主的智慧里面。
So we must transcend and be able to go into the Lord Jesus Christ.
好，我们来唱一首诗。
Let's sing one hymn to conclude.
452.
Please sing hymn 452.
来默祷。
Let's bow heads and pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.
我们休息到